one thing is for sure, and two things is for certain, and I'm about to bring more visibility to this coming into February, especially around tax season, because I know a lot of y'all are going to want to use y'all tax return in order to go out here and trick, get you some Louboutin, some Gucci, some Prada, right? Even if you, listen, if you got a lot of kids and you've been finessing the system real hard, you might be able to go get you some Hermes. Yeah, a lot of y'all going to go get y'all BBLs, butterfly eyelashes. Going to get you a new Nissan. You going to get you a new Nissan? Okay. New Charger, Hellcat, Dodge Charger. That's what you're going to get. New car, new clothes, new shoe chain. Get you a chain, money phone. Listen, y'all can look forward to tax season. Tax season is just now kicking off, all right? Now, we know that there's going to be a lot of people that get their tax returns. You know, you got the income, child income credit. Some of y'all going to be finessing. You're going to H&R Block to go and get you a loan, an interest-free loan, get you a little bit of extra on the top of it. They just going to throw some fees on there. We're going to see a lot of money phones. Everybody going to be stunting, right, all the way through April. By the time June hit, we're going to be back in a recession. So all of those people that you know that was getting money up then, it's going to be a little bit different. But the one thing that we do know that they're not going to do is they're not going to go out and pay their rent. No, sirree, they're not going to go out there and pay their rent. Nope, because why pay my rent when I can go out here and stunt? Miami Beach is calling me. Got to get us some bundles. Listen, we'll hustle up that money later. Get us some bundles. We ain't have never had nothing anyway, so what's the point of doing something that's more informed? Why educate ourselves? Why pay off our debt? Why make sure that we invest in something? Why join the Patreon? The link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. We know that you going to get you a new Nissan Altimas, that $1,200 car note. We're going to figure out how to pay the car note later. But we do know that it only take us $2,300 and a down payment to get us into an 18% interest rate Altima. And we're going to go and get that, right? We're going to go and get that from whoever your local dealer is. We stunt in a day. We stunt in a day. Listen, you work all year to give away a four for a third of what you make, only to go and stunt for about a month. So as y'all can look forward to the money phones and stuff like that, one thing that is happening across the country is people are getting evicted. Oh, yes, sirree. Yeah, and you know who's the most affected? Women's. This is a statistical fact. This is not my opinion. Women's. You know the ones that don't need no man? Men too. Men too. You know, it's some men that's getting evicted. Life is lifing. But it's women's. It's women's that's the most affected by what's happening. And you know one of the places that it's happening to in the most? I'm going to take y'all all across the country in February. But we're going to start off in South Florida. We're going to start off in South Florida. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications.
They're going up, of course. The rent has like doubled for a lot of people, and they just can't afford to pay the new prices.
All new at 6, evictions are on the rise in South Florida. With everything getting more expensive, it's not a surprise, but for the thousands of families being forced out of their homes, it's traumatic.
And we're hearing this over and over again. CBS News Miami's Joe Murray spent time with an evicted couple in crisis and talked with them and with experts on how to get help.
With their animals in tow, Danny and Jonathan Rivera are living in a one-bedroom motel room in Hialeah.
Hold on. Let me just say this first. A couple different things while we go on into this. A, it's not just happening to black people. I want y'all to get that out of y'all head. It's a lot of people that's going through it, and they not just black. I know you think that the only thing that the world revolves around is 13.6% of the population inside of the United States of America. It's not. It's happening to everybody across the board, okay? Everybody is affected from all cultures, races, and every single city that's in the United States of America. That's number one. Number two, you're going to have to pick a struggle. You can't be getting put out your house and you got dogs and puppies at the same time. You can't take care of yourself. You can't be getting put out of your house and you pregnant. You can't be getting evicted and you still having sex. I'm sorry. Look. You got enough trouble as it is. You're going to have to pick a struggle. You can't be out here, both of y'all sitting in wheelchairs. both of y'all can't work, and you got some puppies to take care of, you listen, you're doing the puppies a disservice. You're doing the puppies a disservice. You can't even feed yourself. Y'all staying in a one-bedroom motel, and you sitting here talking to me and telling me that y'all got puppies or you got habits. You can't be smoking down no runts. You can't be smoking runts and Reggie at the same time. You're going to have to pick a struggle, big dog.
They were evicted from their apartment, they said, because of a rental disagreement and problems with their building.
It's absolutely horrific, especially when you did everything right.
Life fell apart a year ago when Jonathan, a cook.
She got a neck brace on and he got a foot brace on. Not you getting neck injuries and he getting a foot injury at the same time. Not his ankle hurting and your neck hurting. And you ain't got no health care coverage. That's a recipe for disaster, big dog.
Could not work because of a chronic condition that makes it difficult to stand. He's had surgeries and needs more.
That's my goal, is to be able to return to work after everything is done, because I've worked every day since I was 15 years old. That's all I know how to do.
The Riveras aren't alone. According to the Eviction Lab, which tracks housing trends, Miami-Fort Lauderdale over the past 12 months has had over 23,000 evictions.
Let me make sure I got that right.
For the past 12 months has had over 23,000 evictions.
Miami, Dade County, Fort Lauderdale area, 12 months, less than 1 year, 23,000 evictions. Listen, while the migrants is coming here, you getting threw out on your head. 23,000 evictions in one city, one area. Man, listen, people not playing around no more. They are not playing around with you. They are not playing no games. This is not during the pandemic. Ain't no rent moratorium. Ain't no hold up. The minute that they can get you in court is the minute that they getting you up out of here, family. The minute that they can get you in court is the minute that they getting you. 23,000. It's a lot of people, a lot of households.
Well, the evictions are going up, of course. The rent has like doubled for a lot of people, and they just can't afford to pay the new prices.
Bertisha Combs is with Florida Rising, a housing advocacy group in Fort Lauderdale. We asked her what to do when you get an eviction notice.
The paperwork is very confusing. So you have to respond within 5 days. You have to pay something into the rent registry. And then you have to basically ask for like a determination of rent.
Or there's another option. Now, this may be a novel idea, because I know that she works for Florida Rising and she's trying to give y'all the game on what it is that you're supposed to do when you receive an eviction notice. You got to pay the rent. Got to pay the rent. That's the whole thing that you can do to solve for. Now, this ain't even including foreclosures. This is just rent. This is just eviction. You gotta pay the rent, family. If you want to keep the lights on, if you want to live in your little house and you want to stay in the space where you can go and party all year long because the weather is so nice and y'all keep telling me how you ain't never moving because it's all about the weather, then you gotta pay the rent. That's the way that you stay out of eviction. Is you gotta pay the piper. Now again, this don't even have nothing to do with foreclosures. This is just people that are getting thrown out of their house because they ain't pay their rent.
Or ask for a hearing or either some type of, what do you call this?
So you have to go to the courthouse.
You have to go to the courthouse. Yeah. If you understand the language, or if you don't understand the language, find somebody who does. So what we do a lot of times is, because we partner with a community justice project, I'll give them a call and ask them, can they help somebody on a case?
The Riveras aren't sure where they'll go next. Their 11-year-old son is staying.
He over there looking stupid. Hold on. Look at this couple, y'all.
Case. The Riveras aren't sure.
He got a scooter with the one leg. He still needs surgery. She got a neck brace and she walking in with her wheelchair.
Where they'll go next. Their 11-year-old son is staying elsewhere.
And they still having sex.
They can't give us a...
They got an 11-year-old son. They got two puppies. Both of them got wheelchairs. He ain't got no foot. She ain't got no neck. He ain't got no foot. She ain't got no neck. Two puppies. This is called bad life decisions on top of inflation. Look, we got enough things against us in a general sense. We don't need to be making self-imposed bad decisions. You can't have two struggling, because two struggling is like a half a body. That's not even a whole body. They need to... Jesus Christ. Where the son at? Let me talk to the son. The son is probably the only person that got a reasonable head on top of his shoulders, because apparently her neck is hurting.
Two beds and a wheelchair accessible shower. So we have to choose between mine and my husband's ability to bathe or being with our son at this location.
Oh, so you can't wash up either?
I always tell people, like, it can only get better, because it can't get worse.
Oh, and it's not looking any better.
Oh, yes, it can get way worse. I know some bridges. I know some homeless shelters that you don't want to go into. Let me tell you something, buddy. Listen, if you thought that was rock bottom, I've done a lot of volunteer work in my day, and specifically for homeless. It's specifically for homeless. It can get way worse, buddy. Don't think that you're at the bottom right now. You don't have no time to spare. Listen. For those of y'all that are watching this right now, listen to the words that's coming out of my mouth. Don't let nobody shame you into doing something that you're not supposed to do, so you can be sitting out here getting evicted and living in South Florida because you wanted to go out there and shake your butt.
Florida Rising telling me they anticipate in 2024 18,000 evictions here in Broward. If you get a notice, don't ignore it, and don't just leave, because it could affect your future chances for housing. In Pompano Beach, Joan Murray, CBS News, Miami.
And if you're struggling with eviction, there is help available. Florida's Rising is a people-powered advocacy group fighting for economic and racial justice. And you can
go to Florida Rising so they can fight for economic and racial justice on your behalf while they putting you under that bridge and getting you into that homeless shelter and making you take showers and pick who gonna get clean today. And while you got a neck brace and she got a foot brace, and y'all both rolling in wheelchairs, and while y'all buying dogs and getting dog food, you're going to be getting put out of your house.